Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Message today is entitled Dark and Lovely.
Dark and
Lovely.
And now was in a summon.
I want to talk to you more about your values in this life.
Hallelujah. And I may pass
because in the midst of globalization and all the pressures that we face, we need to establish certain values in our lives that we do not depart from.
Songs
of Songs, chapter 1, verse 5 to 6. I am dark but lovely. O daughters of Jerusalem.
O Jerusalem, mamba.
Like the tents of Kedar.
Na said that Kedar ni buomutenu.
Like the curtains of Solomon.
Na said that na sadanu so eti Solomon.
Do not look upon me because I am dark.
Men sha said that meti esanse miye tuntuminti.
Because the sun has tanned me.
Esanse wiana bomia yemesa.
My mother's children were angry with me.
Na me ma me manebu efume.
They made me the keeper of the vineyard. But my own vineyard have I not kept. These words were spoken by a certain black woman when Solomon took her from her village to a city called Jerusalem.
Na sa samwe oba bibini bia Solomon kofa ni fi na kura se ekwa Jerusalem krom enoktosa ana okan sa sem befi.
You know what the woman was telling Solomon in effect was that you may be irresistible.
Na na maame no ni oka chire Solomon ni se e wo mu se wo yo bia e be ya den so oba bi be ka se won ye.
Maybe you have conquered 1,000 women. But I'm different. My values are different. They may be moved by your impeccable personality, but I'm not. They may be moved by your state of the art technology, but I'm not. They may be moved by the food on your table, Queen of Sheba.
See.
And the way even your servants are walking, there was no more spirit in her. But I'm not. The woman was saying that I do not respect your half-baked knowledge and revelation of God.
Come on,
help me to preach. Because I do not want the knowledge of God that is cooked on the outside and raw inside. I don't want a knowledge of God that makes me live in idolatry. Solomon had all the revelation of God, but he was a worshiper of the idols of his wives.
Now Solomon no one him dear baby when yamimu nansu equasian and you don't abu sumono na no sum.
I don't want a technology or a wisdom that makes me look like a fool.
Now me pen him dear a bet to me a mammy refion yamina madane.
I don't want power and fame that makes me oppress people. I don't want organization and finance and riches that makes me have no regard for God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Christians need to work on their value system.
Now, we say Christopher, yeshe ya brabo said the etinye yehuwe juma.
Let me take you a little deeper.
Na mumayenko asekakre.
Because many times you have to be able to help people who should get it from the scratch. Let's go to the book of Revelations chapter 17 and 18. We are just going a little deeper. We will come back. Now we are going to read the culmination of this world system, Mammonized system, that stands as a rival to God. The Bible calls it Mystery Babylon. The great mother of harlots or idolaters. And the abominations of the
earth.
Look at verse 6 and 7. I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And John the apostle said that when I saw her,
John,
I marveled with great admiration. And the angel was annoyed. Said John, where is your value? Are you mesmerized by the current Solomon's? Who stand in rivalry of God and do not want anything to do with God? Are you moved by these abominations of the earth? And the mother of all idolaters. So look at verse 7. What the angel said to John. Why are you marveling? Why are you admiring the system? I'll show you something about this system. It says that this is a system that has destroyed the people of God. Look at verse 18 quickly. And the woman whom you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. This is talking about a system, not a place on this earth. It's talking about a system. Now that system can be in a certain place, but we are not speaking against any place. We are speaking about a system which is so tempting, which can take your life and your eternal life away when you do not have values.
Yeah.
A system that you can look at and you can be so mesmerized and you can admire it and you can say, wow, this system can even do the things that God can do. Jesus said, you cannot serve God and mammon. Yeah. He didn't talk about God and Satan, but God and a people and a system which is wealth. And wealth is not money. Wealth is ability, including money. Money is ability. Ability personified, which is a rival. Right in the book of Revelations, the Bible makes us to know that the Lord Jesus is going to destroy in 1 hour the system that has drank his holy, let me show you, the blood of his holy prophet. I'm telling you, so that next week when you go to London, you will not forget that before Jesus you are dark and lovely.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you will not forget it.
Yaka system a eya kwanya nyoma bi efa so eya adwuma kwanya obetumi de nyoma bi abubom na eya adwuma kwan bi obetumi afa so asese nyoma bi na eya adwuma eno na yaka ho asem yaka kuro bi ana ba bi na sa system ya na se kwanya ya fa so de eya adwuma e wo ba bi a na no na edisam ne pa che yen se yohane hu sa kwanya nyoma bi tumi ya adwuma no eya ne nwa ye ne si ye ye dada wo ye se de broni tumi de para ba ma unu ma uti ya wo ya eya wo nwa wo ye se da wo sho hwehwe mu wo hu wani mu o ma eya wo nwa wo ye se nia nyoma bi kwa ene computer wutumi tena baby kasa na yo nwanwa enti wa wiye na wutu na ko broni krom dia ene na se wiye be fi se onyame na wa mom san nimdie ni nimdie na fi omo a enti wa dwen be fi sa ade na etumi ma nyoma ye ye a ye mom nsusum no na wudie tie onyame a wa ma wa mom san nimdie ma mom ye ade no etu be so onyame susum ene mom nsusum no edi ako wa brabo.
This black woman, symbolic of what God wants us to be, had learned godly value system in the vineyards of the village
of Philip. Eye suna might my me na wasu wonyame akwan a wode yaade e ditia wobunsam akwan a wode yaade wom se no fie kra se de na mmom na owosa enimde no.
I don't have time to talk to you about Shunem. It's a very wonderful place of full of women with values. It is one such woman with godly value who saw Elisha passing by, said, "This is a man of God. Let's build him a place." Not because I want to benefit from him.
Yeah.
I just want to help because he had values, godly values. I just want to help Elijah.
Yeah.
And then when Elisha saw that this woman has helped us so much, she asked the woman, "What can I do for you?" The woman said, "No, I didn't do this because I want anything." Do you know what she said? She says, "I dwell with my own people." To her, that's the best blessing for you to do well in your land and take care of it, build houses for people in your land. Say, "I have nowhere to go. What blessing will you give me, man of God? I didn't bless you just because I wanted a blessing from a prophet. I dwell among my own people." And Gehazi, the servant, said, "She has no child." But the woman was so bothered. She understood God's values. Because there are people who think that they are not part of life just because they don't have children. They have lost completely the value systems of God. But I want you to know, you are before Jesus dark and lovely.
Amen.
Long story short, the prophesied that next year by this time you have a child.
Yeah.
The woman was not moved by such things as that. She wasn't moved. She wasn't moved.
Now, Sabin woke up
with that.
Pause. Na sa me no woka fa sa suna might kro no mu a ehu ye omo ye kro bi e ma na ewo mu ewo suni e ban e bi ni sa ma me na wo si da ma Elisha na sa ma me no oyobi a na owo bibia na nye se no ye bibi se Elisha be shira no da bi wo si ah papa Elijah me hu se sa nyame ni pe wokoba ma mi si dan ma no na wonya ba bi ntina na wonya wonyame adwuma ni ye enye se wo pe komhye bi afisa komhye ni ni ho enti wa kwa nwum na sofo me baba srawo sofo shankomgu mi so enye sa na na wo ye wo ye esa se onim se ohwe wonyame ni pa ye nhira de ma no owo su ni ban eno ti we oye nyinyina wi Elijah se ma me bra ha wo ha no sei esa se sa na ye ye si wo si papa mi ni ha obi a mi mi kuro fo ma ye ye wo mi kuro fo mu eno ti mi de mi ho me tukwa kwa brochure me bogana he ya me si dan ya ma kuro fo betre me ye ye amani pe hu se onyame yo nyame na na kwa ne si hwe papa jajaja woniba o se eh ne ma me bra he ma me afisi se na wa nyaba anha no na ne binu ma dwen wo se se woniba na chese won ka ho eno ti ni we be fi ni nyame no okwa ha no ofa ha no osi ha ebe wi ase anu no akofa de bi ansa se ofa na ye bi sa wo pa chese woniba wo ka ho na ma me no anwe nsa na momo nyame ni pa ni se ne komo no ebe mu
hallelujah
amen.
Now, as I end, I want us to talk a little about African foxes. Black foxes. There are some foxes which are black in color.
Hey.
They operate around here in Africa.
Uh-huh.
Do you know the assignment of this Shulamite, beautiful, exquisite, exemplary Jesus' bride?
Now, me know Babeka. Fox, me name ne fanti, but I need a fox, go into the box.
No, let me describe a fox. A fox, they belong to the dog family. They
fox.
Are pointed mouth and bushy tail. The little fox, baby fox, they look more like puppies. You can easily play with them. And dogs are human beings' best friends. So if you don't take care, you entertain a fox thinking that it is a human being's best friend, and it will destroy you. I want to talk to you about just some two or so or three African foxes. They are black in color.
Now, when foxes is see crammy, or see who na shall say one who have a crammy, or you na ne sinu e penipa na mari, and it turned on your crammy or your sissy sacrammy. Now, our cafe nipa sa sacrammy, I walk and wear your tuntum, it will be mine for dear. Now, I become me a nupe atrain.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
The assignment of this woman is the assignment of all of you who are listening to this message. The assignment of this woman is our assignment in this end time. What was the assignment? Catch us the foxes, the little foxes that is destroying the garden. You know, God in Genesis 2:15 put man. I don't have time to talk to you about Adam, because Adam was reddish, that bordered on dark. That is why all colors came from Adam. There is no color that can come from white, but black can produce all colors, including white.
Hallelujah.
I don't have time to go into that, but I just want you to know that in Genesis 2:15, God put the man Adam he had created in the garden to dress it and to protect it or keep it. Now in Songs of Songs 2:15, God reiterates this assignment to his future bride, this black woman that catch us the foxes, because they are destroying the garden. I want you one more time to go back to Genesis before the fall of man and begin to protect the vineyard or the garden that God's hand has planted. And I'm saying to us that the assignment of Adam and the assignment of this woman is the assignment of the church of the living God, black or white. But we are going to paint with a small brush and get specific and talk about black foxes.
Wow. Now what can I say? When you meet your young one, call a friend to tum, ube to me the biafra from when ya a be. Would it tum fra blue and ya ubena wine? Now, moms, I didn't hear fita, your fita, your yan if ye, and the church, let's say ye, ye, two to me, aye, aye, shrunk, near to see me, and then he said, on Yamibo Adam, the net to Edin Trionum, so what's yes, ye, Trionum, no ye, walking tie, and no moon, numna, mammonus, walking, and numna, was say, many a numan, you know, you mean, no more to me, a quack or two, true, you mo, some men churches are sacramay, and it's when Yamitrim power, de my yan, say, sa, a true, now, what dear my yan, ye, beshus, ye. Yama kwama sakrama ne manoma meji enyoma onyame aduadua weyemu no eno ti e ba beka sakrama tuntum ye waya na adwese obeba hwe ade a ye bibi manfo ye ndia no ye beyi mienu akere.
The reason for protecting the garden from the intrusion of little foxes was given in our text. He said because our vineyard have got tender grapes. Tender grapes is talking about initial results. You see, the foxes will go and attack the initial results. And I tell you, there are African foxes that attack our young children and waste our JSS, SSS people because they attack them. But God says that because we have got tender grapes, Let us keep the foxes from disturbing our youth, who are the future
of our lives. He says that, look, you have initial results. Our businesses, it's not like the 100-year-old businesses in America. They are business. You talk about Guinness and those things. They have been there for 18-something. Ours just started 5 years ago. You started a store 2 months ago. He says that if you do not take care, the little foxes is going to destroy your initial profit and your initial result and render you powerless. And so he says we should be careful about the foxes.
Merci.
African foxes.
Merci.
We are going to take about three of them or so, okay, before we go.
Now what can you say? Sentra was see young Mosa Tron who buy. I'm a sacraman kakrame and mamuni say. Ediabana banesusa. No see a jina homa no masasye. E duma bia washasye. JSS ni a wobe tuana ma akwa abrabonu akwa SSS. Woman man ketuane ma. E duma asha siya afia ebe fifeno. Enu na sabwana pasu wawa we. Oko abrochira bibi tisa Guinness ne nanana ne wuya cha kra sweat ase oba ha oh Daniel no bi share ne store ase na wu ne ebesi na ne faso no wa wina mu store na se somewhere ya ese enioma ebetumi ama yenyine ya sasia na ebema yenyine no enu na wose ye boy ye ho ban efi hu.
The first folks I want to talk to you about understanding that you can make it without God, like Japan, like China, you know. You know, the young people, have you talked to them before? Oh, but China, Japan, those people, they don't even believe in God, but they are developed, they have done well. Singapore, Malaysia, they are Muslims and things like that.
Na sakrama ye di kan se nipa bi nya adwin se wo betumi ayeye wo bra nya minim osi ohwa China wo munsu munyame Japan Korea safo no munyina wo munsu munyame na suo mu yeye nti nipa aboa sakrama odi kan se ye benya adwini bi se se nya minim a ye betumi aye.
Black people, don't forget that you are dark and lovely. You are the example Hallelujah. Jesus Christ wants.
Now, so we are tuntumu akan who say we are first sure Christo eshiche se ubejena.
We are God's special people.
Now, when yami ya yani pasron kokra.
We are exceptionally tuned to God. We should respond to God more and quicker. We are spiritually tuned to God.
Na ebi before ye yan kofo wonyame encha kra na yaji wonyame adi na ye di wonyame achi wonyame ayaye sasa no nyame ayaye.
Because that is the way on which we will travel and develop.
Na sa kwan no na wonyame hwe sa ye befa so ye betumi adi.
Satan can bless you when you serve him.
Obunsa betumi ashira wo pa sa wo som na.
But he does this to make it look like you don't need God.
Now, obeya san dey ama akodu pempen so bi a wadwen beye o se hu hia nyame bi.
So I don't want you to be deceived by that little trick.
Now, me pesa sa ade ketue eyu
and get some ideas into your.
Now, we benya enim die bi wo hutrim
and behave like some other people who sidestep God.
Na obeya wonio ma bi san krofo bi omudi nyame ato nchen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tell the person sitting by you, it is a little fox.
Na kacha ni oto nchen so ya sakraman
ke. You think, oh pastor, this one is not a point.
Na obeka sa so for we dia onyan kan hwe.
But that's how the little fox behave.
Na sana sakraman ke toa no
mu ya omade. You can take them for granted.
Ebe obewa dwen ba yose hia.
You do not know that they are affecting the belief system of our children.
Na who say eyade a omo eka ye manu omo jidie ana omo nimdie wonioma bi mu.
So when you call them to God, they don't even see the logic. I mean, practically, what can God do? Practically, what has the Bible done? Some people without the Bible did well. And this is a little fox destroying our initial results.
Na wan hwe yia wo be wadwen be yose nya hwe nanso ne games abe computer abe obe ni na namu abaka twose o so for jade and bible ya kan kan den na dia bampa ya ba akoye den hwe won mo amuni bible en kan kan nyame asem bo yose de omuni oma ekoso ube wuse na edidi akola na dwinim kakra na odi nyini.
Fox number 2.
Na sakraman ya tusumienu.
You should keep the tradition, the status quo.
And they say, "Nioma edahwa, I was say yeye no. Benkum ni nifani benkum. I was say oshisha ni pepepe."
As if you change it, we'll be disrespecting the ancestors.
Na sa wosisa na ni na yena na no mufa ni diema wom.
So you should not make it big.
Nuti ya sheniye.
Because if you make it bigger than others before you, it will be disrespectful to them. There are many people who hide behind a culture of respect for the elderly and do not dare where they have to dare because they fear they shouldn't succeed more than their big brother. Because if they dream bigger than their father and their big brother, then they are disrespecting the ancestors and their fathers. You must respect them. Why they failed, you too fail. So that you are all the same and you are not better than your ancestors. What about Joseph? That God gave a dream that the son, his father Jacob, a prophet of God, a chief patriarch of Israel, and then the mother and the 11 stars, 11 senior brothers, all of them were bowing down to him. He was a small boy, last but one son. Yet God opened his eyes and said, look, I am going to let all of these, you are going to break the tradition, you are going to break the status quo. And I want to say to us in the name of the Lord Jesus that Jesus or Joseph is a type of Jesus. So he said, a greater work shall you do than these, than what I did. Because I'm going to support you. And that is what Jacob did. He came to Egypt, to where Joseph was the prime minister, bowed down to his son and blessed his son. Not because Joseph was greater than Jacob. He was still the father.
Yeah.
But you see, respect for the elderly does not mean that if they failed, you should also fail. They divorced 3 times. So you say, well, it's in our family. It doesn't matter. Status quo. No. You should stand up.
Yes.
And say, no way.
Yes.
They started a business. The thing lasted for 5 years. When they died, the whole thing collapsed. It means that we cannot do anything. I want to tell you that we can do it. We can dream.
Yes.
We should be like David, who looked at his father in the Lord, King Saul. He dressed him in his method, his robe, and his armor. And he said, I respect you, King. I respect you. You are my father. I cannot even tear your robe away. But I cannot use your methods.
See.
I'm going my own way.
Hallelujah.
And he did it and conquered.
Amen.
Goliath, who was disturbing the whole of Israel.
Amen.
I want to prophesy to somebody who believes what I'm saying.
Yes.
That God is going to equip you so that it's not that you don't respect the elderly or your fathers, but you are going to break the tradition that stands against the destiny of God for our people. And we are going to rise up and build the businesses. 100 years after we are gone, it will still be there.
Yes.
We will not behave this says if I do it, I die. 6 feet at last. That's African thinking. That's why we don't have long-term planning. 6 feet at last. What a blessing it is when you can build buildings, you can lead businesses.
Yes.
You may not have a child, but you can leave it for society to benefit from.
It.
These are values we must cherish.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Na ya na ya dwen yen se ye busua mu se de ti sa na wo se ye. Enu ti fani se wo busua, wo papa bi na wo nana bi ye adwuma bi fie nu pe na se ye. Wo papa so ye fie nu na se ye. Enti wo de na wo konfie na ene fa. Enu ti wo ya ma sa se asisi wo sa sana busia nete se me yema si me papa no ma nete se manfeni bia ma nananom hey me papa no ne wo sidan odi fie duo no pe na huye me suma se foundation asim odi fie duo asan aka me fie mi no pe enti bo se no wo ku matu wunya nya 45 pe na wo wa sa se wo to wadaka o se enti sa o enti sa na de yo josepha je e de ya dia no manye hey ne papa wo huye o se papa mu nya mu bebo mu ase a kire me o se akwala boni e de Obeya kese pa ne nanka ye to nyume na meye kese pa amen tubi na sa wo tubi dia ene hu se wo nyame ba ma wo sudu wo su bebi wo nya se dia wo mame te wo nya se dia wo nana te wo nya se dia wo nana nana no te esa se wo ye abode sunko ne fofo kra receive
it. I think you will end it here. I want you to know that you are dark and lovely. And I want you to know that God has given us an assignment to protect the results that we have, the small results that we have, from being crushed by globalization and industries which are bigger than us. Time will fail us. But I believe that God is going to open your eyes, give you much wisdom, and guide you in this life so that you will not be a repeat of the past generation.
Yeah.
But we will so prepare for the future generation ahead of us. And God will say, good and faithful. You were faithful like this black woman.
Yeah.
Because of the strength of your values.
Yeah.
You are not moved by these things. But you stick even to your God in loyalty, in worship, not to idols. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Ya yeka kosi ani se kan hu se wonyame asiesie onipa sonko wonyame anka ncho ses yesa ne awona nanom ye ye no ba bi omudru ye omotehwe ye no obesori anante akwa kokan obesi daya kase obey business akase obey anyo ma di besi wo tne bi yesu di bebo di ma wo ma etu atrawo eno ti se wo sa jide na hu se wonyame be ye nyo ma kase bi omoment na form ha me ma ne awona nananom ye no nya ade a obeka se e we de ye dumi so mi so me ka ho kase minus you esa se wo de no ne da wanim na ye ade sron kokra.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.